From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting another deadly day in Syria, with opposition activists saying intense airstrikes killed dozens of people in rebel-held areas. The strikes came just hours after a new U.S.-Russian agreement was reached to try to end the violence in Syria. The Aleppo Media Center said 45 people were killed in and around Aleppo. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 30 people were killed in Aleppo province, and another 39 were killed by airstrikes in neighboring Idlib province. Abu Khalid is a civil defense worker in Idlib. He says now it is the period of the Eid. People are coming together to buy things for their children. They targeted them, and the strike landed in the middle of the market, which caused a high number of deaths and injuries. The injured were moved to hospitals in suburbs of Idlib because the hospitals in Idlib are full. Earlier, Syrian state media reported that the Assad government is ready to abide by a cessation of hostilities called for in the new agreement. The ceasefire is scheduled to take effect at sundown on Monday. South Korea and the United States began their search for radioactive materials Saturday following North Korea's fifth and largest nuclear test on Friday. The South's Yonhap News Agency said an investigation team would collect air and water samples to test for radioactive material such as xenon. South Korea also said the North's capabilities are rapidly expanding, echoing concerns from world leaders over the latest nuclear test. The UN Security Council strongly condemned the underground nuclear test Friday and agreed to work immediately on an appropriate response. This is VOA News. Bangladeshi police said Saturday they had shot dead a suspected militant believed to have played a key role in July's deadly cafe attack in Dhaka. The dead man, identified as Abdul Karim, was suspected of being one of the planners of the attack, which left 22 people, most of them foreigners, dead. Three women were wounded and arrested in the shootout on Saturday. Five police officers were also injured. Since the July attack, more than two dozen suspected militants, including the alleged mastermind, Canadian-Bangladeshi citizen Tamim Ahmed Chowdhury, have been killed in shootouts with police. Republican vice presidential candidate Mike Pence struck back at Democrat Hillary Clinton Saturday after she called some of Donald Trump's supporters deplorable. Speaking at a campaign event in Virginia, Pence said that Clinton's remarks show a lack of respect for the American people.
They're factory workers and coal miners. They're farmers and business owners. They're law enforcement officers and veterans. They're students and they're seniors. They're moms and they're dads. They're people who believe in freedom and in the God-given liberties enshrined in our Constitution.
Friday night in New York, Clinton said that almost half of Trump's supporters fall into what she called the basket of deplorables. In a statement Saturday, the former Secretary of State said that many of Trump's supporters are hardworking Americans who just don't feel like the economy or our political system are working for them. But she said she regrets only half of her statement, emphasizing that it is really deplorable that Trump is affiliated with people from the right-winged alt-right movement and that David Duke and other white supremacists see him as a champion of their values. President Barack Obama paid tribute to the nearly 3,000 people killed in the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks in his weekly media address on Saturday. The president said that progress has been made in the fight against terrorism, and he urged Americans not to give in to fear or to hatred.
After all, terrorists will never be able to defeat the United States. Their only hope is to terrorize us into changing who we are or our way of life. That's why we Americans will never give in to fear. It's why this weekend we remember the true spirit of 9/11.
On Sunday, the president will observe a moment of silence at the White House. Later, he will speak at a ceremony at the Pentagon honoring those killed 15 years ago. And Samsung is urging users of its Galaxy 7 Note phone to stop using the device immediately and exchange them following reports of the batteries exploding. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.